here on Daf
Yudalid Amid Beis. We are in the midst of explaining the Mishnah that said Shove Kesef, and the Gemara explained that Shove Kesef means Karke. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us She'ein Bezdin Niskokin Elo Nechosim She'esh L'machayis. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that if Bezdin is being goive from a mazik, they're only goive if he has kalke. So the Gemara asks around 16 lines from the bottom, V'hosanya Yoshiv L'Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilasubin. It is not true. One could be goive from a mazik metaltalim. There's no din that you need dafke kalke. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. The Mishnah is not speaking about a gviyah from the mazik. No, we're speaking about that the mazik had died, and we're not being goive from the yosh. Hoche b'mayeskinen b'yasmi. So you can only be goive from Yoshim if the father left over kalke. So then the kalke of the mazik became mishube to the nizik. So then you can be goive from the Yoshim. But if the kalke of the, but if the mazik did not leave over kalke, he left over, the mazik did not leave over kalke, he only left over metaltalim. So then we have a klal, metaltali diyasmi, loy mishtabdi lebalchayv, there's no shibud on metaltalim. So that is why the Mishnah said, you can only be goive from the yershei hamazik, from the yisaymim, only if the father left over kalke and not metaltalim. So the Gemara asks, Ivi Asmi, if it's speaking about Yisoymim, Eime Sefer. Now let us see the Sefer of the Baraisa. We had brought a Baraisa, the Tano Rabbonon Shove Kesef, Malamed Shem Bezden Niskokim, El Nechosim Shesh Lamachayis. Only Karka. Avol, Im Kodam Nizik V'Tofas Metaltalim, but if the Nizik was Tofas Metaltalim, Bezdin goivin loy mehen, so Bezdin will be goive for the nizik from these metaltalim. Now, if we're speaking about yisaimim, so the tvise from the yisaimim will not in any way help the nizik. Metaltal the yasmi loy mishtabdi, and tvise will also not help. If the yasmi amai bezdin goivin loy mehen. So why does Tvisa help if he was Tvifis, if we're speaking about Yisayimim? K'diyom ha'rova marav nachmen she'tofas michayim mochinami she'tofas michayim. The Baraisa means that if the Nizik was Tvifis b'chayei ha'mazik, when the mazik was still alive, he was Tvifis these metaltalim. So Tvisa does not make it his as yet. But Tvisa gives the Nizik a certain schus in these metaltalim hanitfosim that it accomplishes al koponim, that when the mazik dies, it does not have a din of metaltalim deyasmi le mishtabdi le balchoi. No, he still has a schus gviye from these metaltalim, and Bezdin will be goive for the nizik from these metaltalim. What does see Rashi? Zot Rashi, shove kesef, afilu subin. You could be goive alma de metaltali nami gavina le nizokin. So why is the Mishnah saying you can only be goive from kalke? Zmora says, biyasmi kamrine. The shovak lohu avuin amazik mekalki. If the father left over kalki, Govi Nizik Minayu. So the Nizik can be gave it from these Karkois. Aval mi metaltali loy. But if he only left over metaltalim, the metaltali diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoy. The ikalameima la'acha misis aviyam konu. Now this is a very difficult Rashi. He says Rashi is giving a reason why one is not goive from metaltali diyasmi. So Rashi says, well, metaltali maybe the yisaimim purchased these metaltalim later. So could be these metaltalim never belonged to the father. So that's saying a mouthful. So what'll be if I know that these metaltalim belong to the father? There's a whole sugyas and ksubis. The father gave a pikodin and to someone, the chayov, and now the father died. There's a whole shayla who can be goyva from the pikodin. The balchoyv, the yoshim, the ksubis isa. Isha, there's a whole sugi of metaltu diyasmi. There's no shayla whatsoever. It's sicha belong to the father. This is a difficult Rashi. In the Imre Bine, in Hilchis Alvo, Simon Beis, wants to say pshat as follows. Bemison, Rashi in Ezer Nesher says a different svore, why metaltali loy mishtabdi. And Rashi says the reason is because the whole concept of shibud is based on the concept of orif. That means we know there's a parsha of orif, that if someone guaranteed, either someone went over to a malve, the loive asked to borrow money from the malve did not feel secure with this loive, he doesn't want to lend the money. So someone comes over to the malve and tells them, listen here, you lend them the money. If there's any problems, I'll pay. So he hears that from the Orev, so he lends him the money. So then the Orev is mechuyif to pay, and he has a schus to be gave from the Orev. There's a parsha of Orev that if someone lent money and he relied on the Orev becomes mechuyif to pay. There's a parsha of Orev. So Rashi says in Ezer Neshech, Nichse de Inish Inon Areven Loi. That when a person lends money to a loive, even though there's no other orev, there's no physical orev, but the karkois that he possesses, he relied on that. If, who knows what's going to happen, but these karkois, Nichse de Inish Inon Areven Loi. Rashi says, but metaltalim, he never relied on metaltalim. Why? Metaltalim he could destroy. Metaltalim he could hide. There's nothing what to rely on. He has metaltalim and will come the mice. He'll say ainli. And where is it? Look for a needle in a haystack. Who knows where they are? He can hide them. He can destroy them. So therefore, Rashi in Ezer Neshech says that there's no shibud bechlal on metaltalim. There's no shibud bechlal on metaltalim because he never relied. The malve never relied on metaltalim because it's not something that one can rely on. The Mribina brings down the Rajba. The Rajba holds, if you hold shibud adiraisa, metaltalim are also mishubit. Metaltalim are also mishubit. He relies on the metaltalim. That's the shitas harajba. That is from the loiva alone. He relies on that. But the Rashba says something very interesting. But from the Yoshim, he doesn't rely anymore. If these metaltalim will be by the Yoshim, he doesn't rely on these metaltalim anymore. And the Rashba says a very interesting svara. Let's just mention this svara. He says, when I'm speaking to a loive, the loive feels indebted to me. I did him a favor. The Leiva doesn't want to be the Leiva doesn't want to be a Rosh Hashanah Yishalem that he should. But so I know, I'm not afraid when it comes to the Leiva that he'll hide the Metaltalim. I'm not afraid he'll destroy the Metaltalim. This Leiva is indebted to me. So therefore, if these Chashas fall away, that means he won't hide it, he won't destroy it. So I rely on the Metaltalim also. So the Shita Sarashva is that if you hold Shibud de Araisa, normally there's a Shibud on what the Malve relied on, what is reliable, so Metaltalim also Meshubit. But the Rashba says, Amoyre de Kezach. The Rashba says, that is Dafke Kozman, the Metaltalim Abai the Loive. The Meshubit. There's a shibud on the metaltalim. The minute the loiva dies, and these metaltalim are by the yoshim, so in that matzev, the malva is not secure at all. The yoshay haloiva not indebted to him, they never borrowed any money from him. He can't rely on these metaltalim when they're by the yoshay haloiva, because with the yoshay haloiva, he can't rely on them anymore. So the Rashba says the Shibud, which existed on the Metaltalim Kol Yimei Haloive, when the Loive dies, it's Nifka. So the Rebino wants to say that's what Rashi is saying also. But Rashi is giving another loophole that the Yisoimim could drain themselves ois from the Malva or the Nizik. They'll come and say, we never yashin this from our father. So not Rashi is saying you can't be goyve from Yisoymen because I'm afraid it never belonged to the father. No, there's no shibud ametaltal idiyasmi because they could say that it's not the metaltal of the father and the nizik or the malva will have no way to prove it. So therefore, so there's no shibud. That's what Seb Shan Rashi. The metalti diyasmi le mishtabdi le balchoi, the ika le mei malacha misis aviyim konu, it could be said, so therefore never relied on them. The smichis das, the gmichis das, was only kozmander by the nizik. The nizik was, the kozmander by the mazik, I mean. So then he relied on them, so there's a shibud on them. The minute then the reshus of the Yoshim and the Yoshim can do different things and they could raise a chais from the whole thing and say this is not the metaltum of the father, so the shibud becomes nifka. That's what the Rabbina wants to say pshat in this rash. So the Gemara asks if it's speaking about metaltli the yasmi, so you can't chap from Yisoymim, it's not meshubud, I'm sorry. And with the Gemara, k'dom arova omar Rav Nachman b'meseches k'subis b'perik ha-koysif, Shetofas Michayim da Avuhe. That it's speaking about that the Nizik was Taifas Michayim. Metaltalim. That when Nitfas Bechaye Hamazik through the Nizik, these do not become Metaltali the Yasmi. And from these Metaltalim, the Nizik has a Schus Gviye La'acha Mises Hamazik. Let us see Taisvis, Biyasmi. So now we're learning Pshat in our Mishneh. That our Mishneh is telling us Shove Kesef, which is Gematria Kalke, Nechosim Shiyesh Bemachayis, that Shove Kesef, you can be Goive Kalke from Yisaymim. That's what our Mishneh is telling us. Kalke, you can be Goive from Yisaymim. Metaltum, you can't be Goive from Yisaymim. Ve'im taima, faktoisves amure de kekashe, le rabo shmuel de islu beperiket poshet, de shibude lav de yeraise. They hold there is no such concept of an automatic shibud. Shibude lav de yeraise. You were mazik me? I could slap you to dintera, you should pay me, but I do not acquire any schusim in your karkoi. And therefore, for the Minatoira, there's no such thing. And therefore, if the Mazik dies, he can't mourn from the Yerushim. There's no such concept of Shibud. Shibudo lav di Yeraisim. Umilva apeloi govi mi Yerushim afilu nechosim shiyesh lemachayis ein niskokim. In fact, Taisus Amorah di Kikashin. The only pshat in our Mishnah is that it's speaking about the Kalka that the Yisayimim Yarshin from their father, the Mazik. And he could be going with this cock from the Yisayimim als this thin Shibud. But Rav Shmuel Shibud loved the Raisa. Amil Valpe, I lend a loive money, I can't be going from the Yerushim. Shibud loved the Raisa. So if someone was Mazik me and he left over cock, I also can't be going from the Yerushim. Shibud loved. So what do they do with our Mishnah? It is speaking about that there was a mother bedin bechaye hamazik, that the mazik was schlepped to a din teire and bezin paskin his chayev to pay, and then when the mazik dies, he can mourn from the assignment. Now, we have to understand this. How does this solve the problem? We hold Shibud the love the Yeraisa. So there's no din Shibud. So Bezdin says he has to pay, so he has to pay. Why there's no din Shibud? Shibud the love the Yeraisa. I lend you money, Shibud the love the Yeraisa. You amassed me, Shibud the love the Yeraisa. So what is Pshat that goes about the Bezdin? Oh, now we can run from the Karkois that the Yisayimim Yarshin. How does this work? So there's a Tosfos in Seif Perik Get Poshut that explains it as follows. Tosfos says like this. The Gemara says, Afilo according to Rav Shmuel, Afilo according to Rav Shmuel, Tahot Shibud Alav Deraise, Amilva Alpe Regoive Miyoshim Milakuchas. Amilva Bishtar, Amilva Bishtar Regoive Miyoshim Milakuchas. Now, what's the chilek of milva bishtar, milva alpe? So, Taisus explains, there was a takone, shleitino delas pifnei loivim. That means as follows, that if we're going to go according to the letter of the law, we're going to say, the malva comes to mon, and then the loiva died, we'll tell the malva, you know, you can't mourn from the Yerushim. Shibud alav deraisa. So he says, okay, I learned my lesson. The next time someone wants to lend me money, I'll know what to say. I will lend the money, finished. I mean, you tell me, the aloch is shibud alav deraisa, it doesn't become mishubit, my hands are tied, fine. I'll know the next time not to lend money. No, so this is the chabitri geshev, shleitino delas pifnei loivin. So no one will be able to borrow money. So Chazal made a takone. So a takone de Rabbonon. And if it was a milva bishtar, you could not. Now what is the mile of a milva bishtar? A mile of a milva bishtar is two things. Number one, a milva bishtar is a koil. If there's a shtar, so there's a koil. Like this man, the Yazif, Betzini Yazif. When you borrow money, you don't put it in the front pages. Why does everyone have to know that you borrowed money? But if there's a milva bishtar, there was Edim and Ashtar, then everybody is mefusa. So there's a koil. So number one, if there's a koil, so now, so a lekeach should not buy this karka. You know that there's a shibud on this karka. Chazal said me the rabboni, you can be goyva from this karka. So memele, so therefore, that was a takoni ki bigoyve from the karka. The lekuchis are aware that midarabona there's a shibud. And Taisus, we had before, Taisus says, Yerushim and lekuchis go hand in hand. Whenever there's a takoni that you can mourn from lekuchis, you can mourn from Yerushim. So that's a milve bishtar, we made a takoni. Shleitino delas bifnei loivin. A milve balper, we see the malva wasn't too sincere about the whole thing also. Why didn't he make a shtar? He doesn't care. So that by Milva Alper, there's no takona Moitino Delas. Milva Bishtada is a takona. When there's a takona, there's a koil, the Lakuchis won't lose. So Milva Bishtada Midarabonon, Yuman, from Lakuchis and Yoshe. That's a Milva Bishtada. Now, Taisva says, Chazal of Mitketanst, this takona of Milva Bishtada, by Nezikin also. That means, just like there's a svore, shleitino deles bifnei loivin, we have to have tachmones on the loivin, and therefore we have to make a takone. There's another takone, shleitiftach deles bifnei mazikin. That means like this, if you're gonna go according to the letter of the Lord, and you say, listen, kalkes and shubit shibudalav deraise, do you know what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. Someone will be mazik, and then they'll go away after his mazik, will sell all his kakois, so, shibudalav deraise. So the kakois are by the lekuches, the money he knows where to hide it, he knows where, which bank account he has, and finished. So it's tiftach, delas, bifnei mazikim begazlonim. You can't do this either. So we duplicated this takone. We have also here, we have a motivation, we have to do this. Just like there's this shleitino delas, or shleitiftach delas. So memele, so therefore Chazal said, when there's a koil, and the Lakuchis knew about it, then we said, so this is equivalent to a milva bishtar, and your mom from Lakuchis and Yoshe. If there was a hamode bedin, who, what? There's a hamode bedin, that the Bezdin, that the Bezdin Paskin, this person is chayef to pay, there's a koil, which is equivalent to shtar. So then Chazal made a takone. So that's pshat na toisvus. A toisvus is the kasha. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shibudalav deraisa, we hear a Mishnah, you can mon kakois from Yoshim. So they said, yeah. By Hamode Bedin, which is equivalent to a milva, bishtar, it's there's a koil. And when they, so they made the same takone. This is shleitino delas, this is shleitiftach delas. So mele, then you can mum from Yoshim and Lakuchis, and that's pshat not Taisus. Now let us go further. The next two words in the Mishnah are bifnei bezdin. Bifnei bezdin. Now what does this mean, bifnei bezdin? Prat lemoicher nechosov v'achakach hoilech lebezdin. A person sold his nechosim, and then he went to Bezdin. Shma mino lovo umocher nechosov v'achakach bo lebezdin en Bezdin goyvin loy mehem. So let's just remain with this. Is that true? It's not true? Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Zot Rashi, bifnei bezn, hochi mashneme masnisen, shove kesef, bifnei bezn, shukakoisov, bifnei bezn. Now this is very unclear what Rashi is saying. The kalke is to be bifnei bezn. So the Bnei Yeshua wants to say pshat as follows. That the halacha is that thing that you can be goyve from lekuches is only as follows. If the mazik wants to sell the kalke, the mazik wants to sell his kalke, and the Nizik hears about it. The Nizik comes and takes the potential Akeach to Bezdin. He tells him, listen here, this Kark is Meshubah to me. I'm a Nizik, and it's Meshubah to me. Or the same thing by a Malva. The Malva takes the Akeach to Bezdin. He tells, this Kark is Meshubah to me. If you purchase this Kark, it's on your own risk. I'm going to be goyved from you. No, this was done in Bezdin. Lekeach was an Eibachachem, he purchased the karke. Then, you can be gaiva from the Lekeach. But, if the Lekeach was not warned in advance, The Lekeach went and bought the Kalke. And when the Lekeach was in the process of buying the Kalke, his next door neighbor was the Malve. The Malve never told him one word. The Malve, good, Hatzlacha Rabin, finished. And after he bought it, the Malve knocks on the door of the Lekeach. You know, this Kalke is Meshubah to me. No. If you were such a fine person and you were quiet the whole time, don't you moan from the Lekeach. So this out of Neshu wants to say, this was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara's Havamina was, Bifnei Bezdin. He has to be Masre him, Bifnei Bezdin, before he buys it. Listen here, if you're gonna buy it, I'm gonna moan from you. Natshat Prat Lemoicha Nechosov, but not that when he sold the Nechosim, you didn't mention to the Lekeach one vote. And then you come and tell Bezdin, listen, I want to be goyver from the Lekeach. Then it's too late. That's what Meshu wants to say, Pshat. Frech the Gemara, is that true? Shma mino lovo, umochen lechosav akach bo lebeznin, Bezdin goyver lem, is that true? That's a false statement. There's no such din. You have to warn the Lekeach. Apsanayim I said. That's the shakla v'tayim. Let us see again the Loshon of Rashi. Bifnei Bezdin. Ochi mashne masnisen shove kesef. The karke bifnei Bezdin. She kakoise bifnei Bezdin. Before the mechiras hakarke. Prat lemoicha nechosov vikila hamois. Ubo le Bezdin. Shein Bezdin nifroi min alakuches. Shma mino bitmi. Is that true? There's no such halacha that you have to warn the Lekeach, you have to do this with Nebez, there's no such halacha. Now, I'd like to mention one vote. Prat lemoicher nechosov vekilo hamois. Now, lechayre, what is pshat in Rashi? What does Rashi say? Prat lemoicher nechosov vekilo hamois. So, l'chayre pshat m'rashi is, I says, the way, let's say, according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara era havamina, if you sell karke to a lekeach without warning the lekeach that I'm going to be goyved from you, you can't be goyved from the lekeach. That's the havamina. So it seems Rashi had a problem. My Rashi, if he sold the karka, so the moicha has money. So it could be me, ikaradin, yisamazi don't mon from the lekech. What are you afraid of? You're telling me if he sold the karka and he wasn't warned, he can't mon from the lekech. If he sold the karka, he got money for the karka, so go straight to the mazik and then mon the money. So Rashi says, Vekilo Hamois. Now that, 100% right. If the Moicha, who's the Mazik or the Loive, has money, first Eitzach, then you'll go directly to the Loive or the Mazik. Now we're speaking about that, the money, got used up already. So now the next alternative is the Lekeach. So that was the Havamin of the Gemara, that you can't go to the Lekeach without warning him in advance before the Mechira, and the Gemara says, it's Zicha not true. There's no such din. Lava, Mochan, Nechosov, you go to the Lekeach, there's no such din, you have to warn him in advance. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Shma mino, Lava, Mochan, Nechosov, Perish Bekunteres, Vakaimolon, Daosi, Malve, Vitorif. Now let us just explain how Rashi is learning the Gemara. The Gemara says this can't be true, and the Gemara proves it from Akasha, because if this will be true, you need a warning. So Shma mino, that if Lova or Mocha Nechosov, Vachkach Bola Bezen, and Bezen Goyvelem, it shall come out according to this will be the din? And the Gemara seems to be proving Zicha not like that. That means so the Gemara isn't bringing a raya from someplace. The Gemara is just assuming that the halacha is not like that. That's what the Samela, according to you, there'll be such a halacha. It can't be that there'll be such a halacha. But Kaimala, it's not true. Perish bekuntres v'kaim odosi malva v'tolev v'teime. V'ktoisvis, let's analyze this a little better. In nezikin kemilva b'shtahu, is a shayla in the Gemara, if milve aksuve b'toire kichsuve b'shtah. That they give a milve aksuve b'toire means a ischaivis that the Torah was mechadish. Not a personal ischaivis. Nezikin is a Torah dik ischaivis. Pidyin aben is a Torah dik ischaivis. Now there's a shayla in the Gemara, milve haksuva b'toire kichsuva b'shtar domi, does it have the alimus of a milve b'shtar, or doesn't have the alimus of a milve b'shtar? It's a shayla in the Gemara. So now Tosfos asks as follows. So let's clarify this inyan. In nezikin kemilve b'shtar, if we will assume that nezikin milve haksuva b'toire kichsuva b'shtar, you don't have to ask the kasha so vaguely that, according to you, it'll come out, lova, umochal, you can't mon, can't be. It's a mishneh. Alava lamifrach, vosnan, amalve, chaveiroi, bishta, goivim, nechosim, mishabodim. Don't have to ask from a question, it'll come out like this, and it can't be like, ask from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Lo, you can be goyim." Yeah. V'ichoshiv milva alpe. And if we will say that milva ksuva b'toira is not like a milva b'shta, it's like a milva alpe. Im kein, my koma, shmami noy bezn goyve le mem. Oh, come out, you can't be goyve. 100% you can't be goyve. Hapshita, they ain't goyven. Das nan, hamalva, chavere, beidem, goyven, menachos, menachos. So Melus HaTosfos asks, let's first be mevara, milva ksuva b'toire, is it kiksuva b'shtah, not kiksuva b'shtah? And then there's kashis. If it's kiksuva b'shtah, there's a mishneh. Hamalva, chavere, b'shtah, you goyven, menachos, mishimodem. If it's ksuva alpe, you take it, can't be goyven, the lukuchis. So, the Lashon of the Gemara is so unclear. It'll come out like this, and is it like this? Moshe should have asked a clear-cut question. The gufo kadaik. This is what the Gemara wants to be medayik. The Gemara wants to be medayik. Shmamino de'en goy v'loy me'en. V'ave ke milva alpe. V'ave gav denezik en milva ksuve b'toyri. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that it comes out, you need bavke bifnei bezdin, but without bezdin, you can't be goive. So, bezoive koshel, man, the open kama de elchim, the milvak suva, betoike suva, bishtar domi, im kain, amai oma, lova, mocha, nechosa, bablamei, mishma, mino, milvak suva, betoire, lav, kishtar domi. So, the Gemara, if the shaila is, why do you need bezdin? He should be able to be goyve without bezin. If you're milvak suva teik kiksuva b'shtar domi, so say shma mino milvak suva teik lav kiksuva b'shtar domi. Right to speak about another case, lova mocha, which is so vague. That's himzach. That's the Tosfos kash. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says pshat na gemara as follows. Shmamino lova umochal nechosov, ein bezn goyvin loy mehem minatoyr. The Gemara is speaking about another nekude. The Gemara is speaking about, do you say shibude di eraise or shibude rav di eraise? So the Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. From this Mishnah that says you need a bezdin, is a raya shibud alav dirais. Shmamino lova umbocha nachosuv in bezdin goyvilei mehem in atoira the shibud alav dirais. Ulahochi benezike nami loigove the bemilva bishtar davke tikin rabbonan the ligvi mimishabdi mishum nilus telus. But not by nezike. ואיש איבודו דיירייסה, ובמלווה על פה, מדרבוננו דלוי גובי, משום תקונס לקוחס, אם כן תקשי אוך המיילי גובי בנזיקן, תהוך הלכת תקונס לקוחס, ולוי דומי למלווה על פה, תהוס אמן דייזף בציני יזף, אבל מזיק לידייק בסלי קולה, וכושל המנדי אומר שיבודה דיירייסה פרק גט פושק. Now let us try to explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows. Tosfos is saying, let's work backwards. If you hold shibuda dierayse, if you hold, now what is the din? Shibuda deraisa. If you hold shibuda deraisa, the halacha is as follows. Shibuda deraisa means, let's talk about halvo. When Reuven borrows money from Shimon, so the karkois of Reuven become meshubet to Shimon. Shibuda deraisa. Meikar hadin, Reuven will sell the karka now to Levi, so Shimon can loan from Levi. Shibuda deraisa. The karka was meshubed through the halva to Shimon, so Shimon can be gaiva from Levi now. That's what I'd see Buddha derais. The Rabbanon said, no, a milva alpeh you can't mon from Levi because there was no koil. Levi was unaware of it. So memele, you can't mon from Levi. You hold Shibuddha derais. Now, that's the halacha of Yod Shibuda Deraisa. Now let's go one step further. But what will be by Nezikin if he holds Shibuda Deraisa? So Tosfos says, by Nezikin if he holds Shibuda Deraisa, that means if Reuven was Mazik Shimon, and then Reuven sells his kalke to Levi, if he holds Shibuda Deraisa, Shimon could mourn from Levi. Why? What is this different than a milva alpe? So Taisa says there's a meridika difference. A milva alpe, there's no koil. Man de yazif, mitzine yazif. So we have to make a takone. You can't mon from Levi. The whole economy will go down the drain. You're going to mon from Levi. Levi bought a kalki, was innocent. Now someone comes over to him. You know, he borrowed money from me. He was unaware of anything. It's going to be a disaster. So there we made a takone, a milvalpe, even though meikar adin shibuda deraisa, we made a takones lekuches, you can't mon from the lekuches. That is, if you hold shibuda deraisa, it's a ktoisvis. But by nezokin, let's have the same scenario by nezokin. By nezokin, there's a koil. If there was a hezek, something happened, the police, aganza meister, there was a hezek with a hospital, with a hepsid, people are talking, there was a hezek. So memela there, if Levi buys the kalke from Reuven, he knew very well that Reuven was Mazik Shimon, he knew about it. People were talking about it, he knew about it. So memela, if you hold shibuda deraisa, then, you could mon from, then Shimon could mon from Levi, because this is not like a milva alpe. Period. So let's go backwards. So Taisa says like this, if you hold shibuda deraisa, so a milva alpe, you can't mon from Levi, because Levi didn't know about it. It was done in secrecy, man de yazif betzina yazif. But if you hold shibuda deraisa nizikin, you could mon from Levi, because by Hezek, there's a kill. That's if you hold Shibuda Derais. Now, let's put this away. Now, let's go if you hold Shibuda Lav Derais. Now, Tosfos says as follows. Shibuda Lav, you hold Shibuda Lav Derais. So, Mina Teire. Mina Teire. You can't be great at all from Lekuchas. There's no Shibud. What do you want? He sold it. There's no Shibud. The Chazal made a takone by milve bishtar, you could mon from lekuches. But that takone they did not make by nezikin. The takone they did not make by nezikin. So Memele, that's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, that's Pshat Nagamore. Shmamino, if it says, by Nezikin you can't go over from Lekuchas unless it was Bifnei Bezdin. So Memele, so you see, she Buddha loved the Eraise, because she holds she Buddha the Eraise. You could be goyve from Lekuches. That's the Ivra in the Gemara. Frag the Shar HaMelech, and that's the Ghost Marav Ranchberg being the Shar HaMelech. He says he doesn't understand. We just learned at Tosfos before that by Nezikin, Omad Bedin, there's a din, Omad Bedin, there's a curl. Here Tosfos says by Nezikin there is a curl. Before Taisa said, Dafka Omad Bedin, there's a curl. What's happening over here? Here Taisa said, Shibuddha Darai Shimon from Lakuchas, there's a curl. And before we had Amad Bedin, only by Amad Bedin, there's a, number one. And number two, here Taisa says, Dafka by Shtar, they made at the Kona als Nilas Delis. And before we learned, by the second, they also made this whole thing is very unclear. So the Shar HaMelech says, Amire de Kevot, there are three madregas. There's a keil of a shtar. Equivalent to this is a keil of Hamad Bedin. These two have the same keil. Then there's a weaker keil, if there was a hezek. That's not equivalent to a keil of a shtar, but it's also a keil. And then there's a milva al peh, but there's no keil whatsoever. This is done in secrecy. So the Shar HaMelech amir dike pshat and taisvis. So pshat and taisvis is as follows. If I hold shibude de eraise, so there was one takon, mika din yamon from lekuchas. So there's one takon, milva al peh nat. But something that's better than Milvape, there was no takon anymore. Some Mela Nezikin, that there's a little coil. It's not like Milvape. So there's no takon there. So you're man from Lekuches. But if you hold Shibuddha Lav the Yeraise, so there the takon, so Minadin, you can't man the Chlal from the Lekuches. The Chazal said you can only move Lekuches be Milva Bishtar, which is a deafening coil. So, yeah, Milva Bishtar you can be going. So you need a deafening coil. So therefore, then you need only Hamad Bedin will help. But this coil of Nezikin, which is a lesser coil, will not help. So that Pshat in Agamah according to Tosfos. That is what Tosfos is saying. Now let us see again the words of Tosfos. So Mirza de Kipshat and Taisvis. Before Shabbat Nutam. Shma mino lova omocha nechosov. We see from this, if a person borrowed and sold his nechosim, ein bezden goymu lehem minatoire. From this we see Shibuddha lav deraise, the Shibuddha lav deraise. And if Shibuddha lav deraise, Allahochi, therefore, unless there was a mother bedin. The bemilve bishtar davke tikin rabon and the ligve bimishab de mishim nilus delis. And milve bishtar is a deafening coil. There's a big coil over there. So memele, so then I understand perfectly. So davke milve bishtar is a takone. But nezikin, which is a smaller coil than milve bishtar, you cannot be goyve, unless there was Hamad Bedin, Bifnei Beth. The Shibuddha deraise, but if you say Shibuddha deraise, so mina toire afla milva pe, you could be goyve from Lekuchas. Ube milva pe midarabonu dulegovi mishum takones Lekuchas, so we're working backwards. We're saying we're making a takone for the Lekuches since they were completely unaware of it. Im kein tik shoch a mai le govi bin ezikin, the hoch eleke takone is the Lekuches, that takone which we made by Milva Ape is not applicable by Nezikin, le domi le Milva Ape, the hoch saman de Yaziv, betzine Yaziv, Avol mazik loydaik. When a person is mazik, he doesn't make sure it should be in complete secrecy. Bisle kola. Because Lamandioma Shibuddha de Raisa Periket Poshut. So that's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. And for the Gemara, so it doesn't mean that you need Hamadah Bedin in order to be Gaiva from Lakuchis, because if you hold Shibuddha de Raisa, you could be Gaiva for Lakuchis without Hamadah Bedin. So what is Pshat in this? In this Bifnei Bezdin, what does this mean? Prat le Bezdin Hedyotis. Bifnei Bezdin means that you can only be Goive Nezikin if it was a Bezdin of Mumchim and not a Bezdin of Hedyotis. Let us see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Ela lahochi osim asnisin. The Bezdin Mumchen Donei Dinei Knosses Veloi Bezdin Hedyaitis. Now, let me explain this also. Meikar Adin, Halacha is whenever we need a Bezdin, wherever halachically we need a Bezdin, they have to be Mumchen, which means smuchin. They have to be, there was a smicha that was from Dayonim that was given midor ledor, and the Dayan that was musmach was capable of paskening dinei mominis. He could pasken. That's called a bezdin. A person who does not have smicha was not samuch. It doesn't have a din bezdin. It's not, the fnei elikim, it says in the postik, I mean, smuchim, you need a samuch, minatech. Be'ezer Hashem, when we'll come to Perik HaChoyvel, we'll learn that there's such a concept of shlichusayu, the kamoik of dina. There's a concept that all the boti dinim we have now, the smicha became bottle. So theoretically, we are not capable of paskening any din teiras whatsoever, but we are shluchim of the smuchim. And that entitles us to pasken. Aces bismaneinu, bezdin paskens, als this concept of shlichusayu the kamoik of dina. We are shluchim of the previous dayonim who are capable of paskening, and they made us shluchim. But now, the Gemara says, when they gave over this koyach, this power to pasken shailas, it was not given over completely. Only in certain cases was given over. Not in all cases. For example, dinei knosis, which meiker adin, he doesn't owe him money. Dinei knosis is a punishment, really. We're punishing the mazik, but it's not he owes him, he doesn't owe him. That is no din of shlichusayu. So no din of shlichusayu. So a bezin shel hedyotis can't pasken. And let us say it's shah. So if they can't pasken, they're not a bezin. He says, "Al tzedin of shlichusayu, they get a shame bezdin. But if by knosis bezdin never made them shluchim, so they're not a bezdin. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us bifnei bezdin that in order to paskin dinei knosis, you have to be either you have to be a mumche because hedyotis are not shluchim of the kamoi." Lahochi osi masnisen the bezdin mumchen doni dineknosis, and that's called a bezdin. V'loi bezdin hedyotis. Bezdin hedyotis is not called a bezdin because they're not shluchim of the kamoi. So memela they can't pasken dineknosis. Let us see Taisvus prat le bezdin hedyotis perish akuntris le inyan dineknosis. that linyan dine knosses, they don't have a Torah's best. Fractais was a very pertinent question. Va'avol gab the masnisen le'ayri b'knosses l'mando matone sheir l'ragloi umave. Fractais was prat le'bezdin hedyotis perish akuntris linyan dine knosses. If you need a bezdin, a true bezdin of smuchim, and not a bezdin of a yot, the inyan knosses. That's a very nice statement. The masnisen le'ayri b'knosses. But who's talking about knosses? We're learning about b'kama now. L'mandio maton esher l'raglo yumava l'shinoi. So if sher is regal and mave is shein, it means like this. If sher is called mili d'sher, so then what's mava odom? Who odom? Odom, we have a whole bunch of knosses, maiti shemra, keifel, dal, behei. If we're speaking about Odom and the Mishnah, then we have knosses. But if we learn shoyer is regel, and mave is shein, and we're not speaking about Odom, so shein, regel, eish, boyer, we never spoke about a knas yet. And all of a sudden, this Mishnah, and Daf Yedalda Mebei says, you know he did a bezin of smuchim for knosses. How does it come in over here? We never mentioned knosses till now. How does all of a sudden this come in? Bezin, you know, for knosses need bezin. Va'avol gav de masnisen le'ayri b'knosses l'man diom aton esher l'rag le'mav l'shinay. Mikoma ki meramez lonu atane b'masnisen, afilo b'mili d'layayri b'reishem. He's just telling us generalities of your klolim, shum kesef, shove kesef. So he's just throwing in that it's a remez. That means it's not a continuation of what we learned till now. It's a psaremez. Even though we didn't speak about it, you know, shum kesef, you need a bezdin for gnosis. The next Gemara also we'll see we're speaking about Knossos, even though till now we did not mention Knossos. The Tana is a Pesazoi coming, we're speaking about these dinims already. He wants to be Maramis, these halachas, which are, even though we didn't speak about them till now, but it's Negeya, Nizokin. So that's why he's meramez this. Let us go further. Al pi eide prat lemoide beknas va'achakach bo eidem shuhu poter. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention there are two halachas in moide beknas. There's one halacha of moide beknas poter. And there's another halacha, moide b'knas v'achakach bo'edim, which is a machloikis, if you're potter or chayit. And these are two distinct halachas. The din of moide b'knas, which according to everyone is potter, means as follows. There's a klal hoidoas baldin kimeya edim domi. If a person comes to Bezdin and says, I borrowed $1,000, there's no Edim, there's no Shtar. I'm telling you, I borrowed $1,000 from Beryl, and Lemaise, I'm a chad, I'm a baldovo. My wife wanted to use $1,000 that wasn't the bank for to buy a fur coat. I said, no, I owe this money to Beryl. The din is, Eidos baldin kimei Edim domi, I'm believed. That's belief. Bezdin believes thee and finished. And Bezdin, that's anemonis by moment. The same scenario, a person will come and say, I stole a behemah and shechted a behemah. So therefore I owe dalet vehei. It comes to Bezdin, the same person, the same sincerity. Bezdin will not hear this. Legabi knas, what you said, you owe a knas, This is not acceptable in Bezin. We don't hear this. It's not acceptable. Bezin will not accept this to believe you that you owe the knas. You need Eidim for knosses. That's one halacha. That's a double muskim. That means the nemonis of Haidos Baldin is not applicable by knosses. That's one halacha that everyone agrees upon. Now there's a machloikis in a second halacha. A person came to Bezin, is Moide Beknas, the same story, I stole a shoya, I shechted it, I owe Dalet Vehei, and Bezin will only accept the Chelik HaMoment Shaboy, okay, I hear you stole a shoya, that's Ker, the Ker in his moment, that you'll pay, the other things, not acceptable. Fine. Then, the next day, two Eidim come, and they repeat the same statement. Yeah, he stole the shayr and he shechted it. So now I have a bill on this knas from Eidim. Ooh, that's something to think about. That's something that we reckon with. So one man the Yoma says, Moide b'knas v'achkach bo Eidim chayiv. The whole thing of Moide b'knas is that his Eidim is not capable of creating a chiv on himself, but if two Eidim come later, Avadigvis is chayiv. There's another man, the Yoma, that says, Moide b'knas is a poiter. If this person came to Besdin on his own accord, and he's such an honest person, and he tells Besdin that, you know, I stole a behemoth and I shechted it, ooh, wah! This person is potter from the knas. So afilu Eidim come later and will say that it happens. Besdin says, doesn't matter. The Heidor patels him even though Eidim come later. Gavucha di Yaris Dvash wants it shtel zu vidui to Moide b'knas. And we say vidui, shamnu, bagadnu, Pashemayim, they know all about it. But it accomplishes Akponim were moide to it. Being moide that Shamnu Bagamnu, so there's a poiter of moide b'knas, there's Eidim Lamaila, there's no Shaila, Ayat Kesev, there's everything there. But Akponim, there's a concept of moide b'knas. Anyway, so now, it says in the Mishnah, you need Eidim. Valpi Eidim. So Taisus, let's first see the bottom Taisus, then we'll go back to the Gemara. Alamanda Moide Beknas Vakabedim Chaya make Lameima Lameida Beknas Vleboyedim Klal Lo Yitzterich. Maybe the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Moide Beknas is not Nemo. Lo Yitzterich. So that's from the Mishnah. I don't believe him, I only believe Edim. The Masnisan Hibi Merube. Alpi Atzmai Potter. There's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Alpi Atzmai is Potter. Alpi Eidim is Chayv. There's enough in the Mishnah in Merube. So this first halacha that Moide b'Knas is not Neman, and Dafke Eidim are Neman on Knas. That's a Mishnah further. I don't need this Mishnah to tell me this. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say this Mishnah is telling me another halacha. That in order for him to be chayiv, you have to have that the Eidim came first. Because if he was Maida first, then he'll be potter. So that's Shan the Mishnah. About the Eidim, that the Eidim were the first ones that came to Bezin and informed Bezin about it. Then he's chayiv. But if he was Maida first, then he's potter. So that's it. So prat api eidim, prat lamoidim, knas vachkach bo eidim, shehu potter. So k'tumba anicha lamandom, amoidim, knas vachkach bo eidim, potter. So that's a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah, that he's only chayiv if eidim came first. If he came first to Bezin, he's potter. El lamandi amamayde beknas vachakach voedim chayiv. So what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? From the Mishnah Merubah I know that he's not Nemon. And if Eidim come later, they're also Nemon. So what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? You need Eidim. Maikal Meima, and for the Gemara, Seifa, it's Trichala. Enachanami, here it's not telling you anything. It's coming to tell us, Hilchis Eidim. Valpi Eidim, when do Eidim have a Teures Eidim, if they're B'nai Chayrin and B'nai Bris? B'nai Chayrin or B'nai Bris? B'nai Chayrin, the Gemara, Lemute Avodim, and never this Posel Eidis. B'nai Bris, Lemute Goyim. That a goy is posolaitis and a eved is posolaitis. Utsriche, and I need both halachas. Di ashmin and eved, if you told me an eved is posolaitis, mishum dein lechayis. Because there's no yichis for an eved. That's why it's posolaitis. Avo goy di yesh lechayis, a maloi. But a goy that has yichis, his children are miyuchas achav, I would think he's kosholaitis. Be'i yashmin and goy, mishum d'loy shayach b'mitzvahs. A goy is not shayach b'mitzvahs. Ha'v'leva de shayach b'mitzvahs eim oloy, tzrich. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, hilchis eidis. Now let us see Rashi. We'll try to explain this Gemara. P'yedim she'idu ala nezik b'bezn she'zei zikoy, enich l'man d'yom apluti l'kama b'pek merubeh, B'nei Chayrin, Shiedim, B'nei Chayrin, or B'nei Bris. In order to be a kosher eid, you have to be a Ben Chayrin and a Yid. Eved ein lechayis, the Winnipeg Bar, Yevimtoi, Hakel, Moidim, Be'eved, Shein lechayis, Kidrsiv, Am Achamir, Am Hadoimel Achamir, his children are not Meyuchasacho. Goyesh lechayis, Kidmefor Shosom, Dersiv, Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimoin, Ben Chazoil. Eved Knani Shaykh Bemitzvis Shanoshim Chayovis Ben Tegoma Lolo Meisha. Now, when we learn this Gemara, it seems very comparable to Zoya. Just like Zoya we don't understand, this Gemara we also don't understand. The Gemara is telling me that two people are posolaitis. An eved is posolaitis, and a goy is posolaitis. And we can't know one from the other. If we'll say a goy, because a goy is potomina mitzvahs, eved is chayva mitzvahs, so therefore he's kosholaitis. If we'll say an eved, well, an eved is children aren't miyuchas achav, that's why he's posolaitis. But a goy is children aren't miyuchas, that's why he has to say both. Is kan shayla ben, we're talking about eidis over here, how does yichas come in? Looking at Shidduch Mela, but this is talking about his children on Meyuchas Achav. So he's posolaitis. He's chayv. He's not chayv a mitzvah. He's posolaitis. So lechetz apela. No, lemaise. In order to understand this Gemara, there's a Gemara further in Perik Achayvul. The Gemara says in Perik Achayvul as follows. And I'll just mention Bekitza what Taisha says over there, and then we'll understand our Gemara beautifully. Taisha on that Pechesa Madalef explains going on a Gemara. Taisha says, the Parsha of Eidis says, Va'omdu Shneyo Anoshim. So from this Parsha, what are the qualifications of an Eid? To be an Ish. That's all what it says in the Parsha. No, it says that you have to be an ish. A goy is an ish. An eved is an ish. So, from the, ish is possible, says, of the shnei anoshim, b'lay noshim. But an eved should be kosher. A goy should be kosher. The Gemara brings two limudim there. One limud, the Gemara brings, it says, by Adam Zaymimin, it says, Sheker, Ona Ba'ochiv, Vine Eid Sheker, Hoi Eid Sheker, Ona Ba'ochiv. Speaking about Eid Zoymim, we're saying this Eid said Sheker on his brother. So all of a sudden, we're talking about brothers all of a sudden, you can't say Eid is on a brother. All of a sudden, we call the Eid with the Nidain, the brothers. How did they become brothers? So the Gemara says, Achiv means Achiv b'mitzvahs. There's a, so it says a condition that an eid has to be Achiv b'mitzvahs. Oh, that's it. When it speaks about eids, Sheka Onah b'Achiv. We're talking about an eid. He has to be Achiv b'mitzvahs. So Achiv b'mitzvahs, so already we know that a goy is posel eidus. He's not Achiv b'mitzvahs. The Gemara says later over there, another drash, the Gemara says, Lo yumsu avos al bonim. So the Gemara darshins, Lo yumsu avos, Lo yumsu al pi avos she'ein lahem chayis bonim. You cannot kill a person through a father who his children are not meyuchas achov. In other words, an eved. So there are two psukim. There's a pasuk layumsu mi she'ein b'nai meyuchas achov. He's pasuk leidus, and you have to be achiv b'mitzvahs. That is our gemara. Now our gemara is beautiful. So our gemara is saying that there are two distinct psulim. A guy is pasuk. A guy is posel eidus because he's not ochiv b'mitzvahs, and a neved is posel eidus because ein lechayis. And I have two psukim which say that this is a condition that an eid has to possess. He has to have chiyus and he has to be chay ochiv b'mitzvahs. That is pshat na gemara. Now I'd just like to mention two things. There's a Rashi in Gittin that Rabbeinu Yochir the Gos Hoshi brings down. Rashi says, Amir de Kizach. Rashi says that a goy, that's an honest goy, and you can rely on him, is kosher laidis minatir. Amir de Kizach. A goy is only a shepim di beshov, min shoket, a shakonik, but if you'll have someone who's a competent goy, he has a position, and this is nishlofi kvoidoi to say a sheker. It's kosher leidus. Frek the Beis Yosef, Tosfos in that peches is from that gemara, and the Beis Yosef and Chayshe Mishpat is from our gemara, and Shuldik, I have a gemara, it says, b'vnei bezn, al pi eidim, b'nei bris, it says, klo, there's a gzeiris akosuv that in order to be a kosher eid, you have to be ochiv b'mitzvahs. So the Pelas Chaim wants to for Rashi Shita that there are two instances that you need eidim. There's one case you need eidim to be made b'bezn. You have to be made in bezn. These psukim sheker ona b'ochiv is speaking about. He's made b'bezn. He said eidis andos. That's a parsha made him zaymen. There the Torah said that you need an eid, that's ochiv b'mitzvahs. An eid, a goy that comes to Bezen will not be mekabel eidusa. But there's another case that you need eid. It's not say by a shtar. A person writes a shtar. There's no agod in Bezen. A person writes a shtar, in the document gets a Torah's document, if two eidim achsumim, or is nimsa b'fneim. You need eidus for that. And that Rashi says, this pasuk is not applicable. This pasuk is only speaking about Hagode bebezdin. The bezdin has to paskin chiyuvim, achiyuv misa, achiyuv knas, achiyuv oynish, achiyuv momen. There it says, bezdin only accepts the edis from ben bris. That's the pasuk. But he says, Rashi in Takedesugya Gittin is speaking about shtoris. That you had goyim chsumim al ashtori, so there Rashi says, and that the tnai of eidus is anoshim. Anoshim they are. So memele in shtoris, if you have an honest goy, he's kosher eidus.